Chapter 4. As soon as the moth drops out of light speed, system alarms start going off. The cockpit fills with pulsing red light. And as the klaxons shriek, the screens start lighting up. But Nora doesn't need the screens to see what's out there. No way to miss what they just fell into. After Chandrila, the Empire fell off the map. It was like one day they existed, and the next they were gone. But the Empire isn't gone at all. The Empire came here.
No. What is this? It can't be.
Her gaze casts across the span of space above the raw bones planet of Jakku. Hanging there are a dozen Star Destroyers, maybe more. And farther out, the massive spear-tip shape of an Executor-class dreadnought. New alarms warn that Imperial weapon systems are spinning up and targeting them. Worse, new ships ping the Moth sensors. TIE fighters! There's a swarm of them, coming in fast! Even as Temen is yelling at her, even as she hears Sinjir calling forward to find out what's going on, Nora does not hesitate. She's dancing on a tripwire, and no part of her can trigger the trap of indecision. No time for questions. No time for uncertainty. Instantly, she focuses on the cockpit console, locking in the coordinates that will take the Moth and its crew to Chandrila. As her fingers work as fast as they're able, she barks an order to her son.
Keep us afloat! Point the ship clear! Hyperspace in 2 minutes!
Then she unstraps and gets out of her chair.
He calls after her. Where are you going?
But she has no time to explain. And he wouldn't like the answer anyway. The TIEs are fast. They rush forward in a nest formation, then break apart around the Moth. The freighter rocks with laser blast peppering the front shields, and Temen cries out and jams the flight stick down as far as it'll go. The ship plunges toward the planet as one word whirls through his head on a repeating loop.
Evade, evade, evade!
Flashes of laser light punctuate the dark around the MK4. The craft shakes like a kicked can as Temen puts a corkscrew spin on it, pulling back out of the dive, pointing both away from the planet and away from the fleet.
The Imperial fleet is here. The whole damn fleet!
He's not ready for this. Suddenly, his desire to be in the middle of the action seems like a child's plea, begging to be in on the adventure and then discovering it's far scarier than he ever imagined. Temen doesn't want to be an adult. He doesn't want to grow up. He damn sure doesn't want to be a single ship caught in the middle of the entirety of the Imperial Remnant. Someone slams into the back of his chair. Sinjir's cry of alarm reaches his ears.
What the bloody hell is this? Where are we? Where is Nora?
I don't know!
Temen bites the inside of his cheek as he desperately tries to point the ship at open space. But Imperial ships are everywhere.
So many ships.
TIE fighters fill the void. Star Destroyers line the sky like the jagged fangs of a monster's closing maw. The sensors start blinking faster, and on the screen, he sees worse news. The SSD out there just launched a trio of torpedoes.
I can't outfly torpedoes. I'm not that good. I'm not ready.
To Sinjir, he screams,
I need a gunner! Sit down and start shooting!
Sinjir drops into the pilot's seat like a clumsy pile of broken sticks. He stares at the controls as if he's looking at an instruction manual written in Wookiee claw marks.
I don't know how to do this!
Join the club!
Temen screams for his mother.
Mom! Mom!
Where did she go? What is happening?
Above his head, a light blinks on. Yellow, then green. It's a signal. One of the escape pods just went active. Oh no. She's doing it again. There. The clack and clatter of someone grabbing a gun off one of the rack mounts along the hallway reaches Jazz's ears. She turns toward the sound, sees Nora moving past, blaster rifle in hand. leather go-bag over her shoulder.
What is going on?
Jazz asks. Just as the ship takes a hit and she staggers hard into the wall. Pain blooms in her shoulder, but she shakes it off and hurries after Nora.
The Empire, they're here.
Who? Sloane?
All of them!
Nora jabs her heel into a metal button. A door slides open with a plume of steam. It's one of the escape pods.
What are you doing? We're not abandoning ship. Are we abandoning ship? Nora, hold on!
Nora starts buckling herself into the escape pod.
Keep them safe. Temen especially. That's on you.
Nora's leaving. Doesn't take a scientist to figure that out. The burden of it all has pressed Nora down so far, it's broken her. Now she thinks to go at this all by herself. A rogue element.
Like you, Jazz.
Jazz can handle that life, but the same life will get Nora killed. As soon as the pod door starts to close, Jazz jabs her hand against the button and it reopens. The ship takes another hard hit from laser fire, causing Jazz to tumble into the pod itself, crashing bodily into Nora. A tangle of limbs, scrabbling, struggling. Nora elbows her in the side.
Get out!
She seethes in Jazz's ear.
Get back to the ship! That's an order!
You're not my mother.
I'm your commander! Or whatever!
Jazz's fingers fumble for Nora's straps, and she furiously starts to undo them. The plan is to haul Nora out by whatever part the bounty hunter can grab. Neck, ears, ankle, doesn't matter. Problem, though, Nora's stronger than Jazz realizes. She's lean, and she's tough, and she's not just some soft-around-the-middle pilot content to stay buckled into a flight chair. Nora's hard, like a stone, and she roots herself to the pod, kneeing the other woman in the stomach. Nora grits her teeth, and Jazz sees a grim determination take hold in the woman's eyes.
I'm going down there. I'm going for Sloane. You can either get out of this pod, or you can stay in and take the ride.
For Jazz, the choice is no choice at all. No hesitation marks the moment. She reaches back and slaps the red button to the right of the door.
I'm with you, Nora.
The lights dim. The door starts to close. The escape pod rocks free of them all, jettisoning itself into space, carrying the two of them through chaos toward the planet's surface.
She's leaving me behind again. She's going off by herself, and this time she's going to get herself killed.
Temen frantically works to get himself up out of the chair, even as he sees the hyperspace computer furiously conjuring a navigational path one digit at a time, even as a trio of torpedoes zero in on their position. The light above his head goes red.
The pod is gone.
It shows on his scopes, a faint, blurry line. Just a blip in a screen full of red.
He cries out, a wordless sound.
Sinjir growls at him.
Sit down! We're about to leap!
Furiously, Temen reaches to the hyperspace navigation system, tries to turn it off, but it's locked.
Damn it, Mom!
She did that on purpose, and he doesn't know the passcode to get it to stop. Wait, a new idea hits him.
There's a second pod.
If he could make it fast enough, if he could run through the ship and launch... But Sinjir can't fly this ship. Bones can't either. Every cell inside his body wants to abandon this ship and go after his mother. But his mind is clear, and he knows the score. Someone has to get back to Chandrila. Someone has to tell Leia. The Empire is here. Temen punches the back of the seat and slides back into it. He grabs the flight stick with one hand and brings his other to his mouth, yelling into his comlink.
Bones! Can you get to the second pod?
The droid's distorted voice crackles over the comlink.
Roger, roger, Master Temen!
Go! Now! I'll buy us a minute,
Temen says. Sinjir gives him a look, but Temen keeps talking to his droid over his wrist comm.
Launch and get to Jakku. Find Mom. Protect Mom at any cost.
Roger, roger. None shall harm her, or they will be converted to a pleasing blood mist.
Go!
Temin grits his teeth so hard he's pretty sure they start to crack. He whips the freighter back and forth, even as his bewildered ex-Imperial gunner fires fruitlessly at the swooping ties. New alarms start kicking off, the sounds coming faster and faster, indicating that the torpedoes are closing in. Sizzling blue arrows of vicious energy, aiming to blow the moth clean in half.
And they might if I can't manage some fancy flying.
He looks at the light above his head. Still dark. Still dark. One of the torpedoes is on them, roaring up from behind.
Temin yells, "Hold on!"
and does a hard inverted roll, bringing the ship up and back in a gut-churning loop. The torpedo passes by, and scanners show it and one of the ties going dark. One torpedo down, but two more are coming in heavy, and he sees them screwing through space right toward the moth. Bright blue lights perforating the dark, like the eyes of a terrible, vengeful thing, hungry for death. Above his head, the light goes yellow, then green.
Go, Bones, go!
Sinjir fires the moth's cannons at the torpedoes, missing with every shot. The ex-Imperial winces and screams in ear-shattering frustration. The light goes red. Pod free. Temin launches to hyperspace just as the torpedoes thread the spot where the moth was half a second before.